discuss about Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Raghunath Das Goswami appears in a place called Shaptogram. It's in the confluence of Ganga and Jamuna in Bengal. It's called Triveni. The three rivers are meeting together, and these confluences are considered to be a very holy place. And Raghunath Das Goswami's family was the landlord of that area. They are very wealthy family. Even about 500 years ago, their annual income was 20 lakh rupees a year. We cannot really calculate in today's currency how much it was. It was 20 lakh rupees when an ounce of gold was about 10 rupees. And their income was 20 lakh. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son in the family. His father had another elder brother. His father's name was Govardhan Majumdar. And his father's elder brother, his uncle's name was Hiranma Majumdar. There were two brothers, but Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son in the entire family. And naturally he was the successor to the opulence. But Raghunath Das Goswami, from his young age, became attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami's teacher was Balaram Acharya, and Balaram Acharya had a close relationship with Haridas Thakur. And so when Raghunath Das Goswami used to go to his teacher's house, Balaram Acharya's house, sometimes he had the good fortune of meeting Srila Haridas Thakur. And from Haridas Thakur he got to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings and the glory of the holy name, the importance of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So he became very attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, in the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left home. Raghunath Das Goswami always was very keen. He was always very eager to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was a little boy, so for him, although it was not a big distance from Triveni to Mayapur, is only about 40 to 50 kilometers, about 50 kilometers, maybe not even that. It's on the other side of the river, Ganges. But still, Raghunath Das Goswami was waiting for the opportunity to come and meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. But then he got the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a sannyasi. And those days when somebody became a sannyasi, that actually meant that no one would ever meet him. He would just leave home and he would keep traveling. And especially those days, it was not likely that somebody would meet after one big sannyasi. So Raghunath Das Goswami, when he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a sannyasi, he became very much heartbroken, and he became like a mad person, like a madman. And then he got to know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur. That happened also quite accidentally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, wanted to go to Vrindavan. And Nityananda Prabhu took him, actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Katoa, which is on the other side of the river Ganges. And Nityananda Prabhu was leading him, and Nityananda Prabhu decided to bring him to Shantipur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was planning to go to Vrindavan, and after taking sannyas, he was so absorbed in the mood of Vrindavan that he started to run. And then at one point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw some cows on the bank of a river. And then Nityananda Prabhu told him that those cows were actually the cows of Vrindavan and the river was Yamuna. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know that, and Nityananda Prabhu also told this cowherd boy to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this was Vrindavan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that he came to Vrindavan, he just ran to the river and he wanted to embrace the waves of Jamuna. And in the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu sent message to Advaita Acharya that he was bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Shantipur, and he should come with a boat to the other side of the river and with some dry clean clothes. So Advaita Acharya was waiting with the boat, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went into the river, then when he came out of the water, he saw Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So he became very surprised. He said, "Advaita Acharya, how come you are here?" So then Advaita Acharya told him that actually it is the other side of Shantipur, and Nityananda Prabhu sent him a message that he was going to bring him to Shantipur and ask him to come with a boat. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. He told Nityananda Prabhu, "Why did you lie to me? Why did you say that this is Vrindavan, whereas I am just on the other side of Shantipur?" Then Nityananda Prabhu said, "No, I didn't lie." He said, "Wherever you are, that is Vrindavan." And after meeting in the confluence in Prayag, Jamuna and Ganga, after meeting in Prayag, on the western bank, Jamuna is flowing, and on the eastern bank, Ganga is flowing. Ganga and Jamuna is actually flowing simultaneously. On the eastern side of the river is the course of Jamuna. On the western side of the river is the course of Jamuna, and on the eastern side is Ganga. And since he was on the western side, that is Jamuna. So then the news also reached Raghunath Das Goswami that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur in the house of Advaita Acharya. So Raghunath Das Goswami came to Shantipur, and he fell at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and expressed his desire to go with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him not to do that. He said, "When I come back," he actually told him that, don't display a mood of renunciation just for the sake of showing off. Rather, with a mood of detachment within your heart, you continue to render service unto Krishna. stay at home and render service to Krishna with a mode of detachment. And when I come back from Vrindavan, then you can meet me in Jagannath Puri. Krishna will make some arrangements for you. So Raghunath Das Goswami went back home, and he used to, sometime when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, then Raghunath Das Goswami made a few attempts to run away from home and go to Jagannath Puri. But each time he would run away from home, his father would send his men and catch him and bring him back. He used to send his soldiers, they would go on a horseback and catch him in the middle of the road, midway to the Jagannath Puri, bring him back. Then Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to, his heart was not at home. He always wanted to go back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then his parents thought that if they get him married, then probably he will become fixed up at home. He won't run away anymore. So they got him married to a very beautiful looking daughter of a landlord, a very wealthy landlord. But still Raghunath Das Goswami's heart was not in the house. And then one day Raghunath Das Goswami got to know that Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati. Panihati is not far from Raghunath Das Goswami's house. It is somewhere between Raghunath Das Goswami's house in Triveni and Calcutta, somewhat midway, about 20-30 kilometers from his house. And so Raghunath Das Goswami came to Nityananda Prabhu. At that time Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the bank of the Ganges under a huge banyan tree, surrounded by his associates. So one of his associates told him that Raghunath Das has come. So Nityananda Prabhu said, "Oh, finally the thief has come. So catch him and bring him to me." So then they went and brought him to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu very mercifully placed his lotus feet on his head, and he gave him a punishment, danda. And the punishment was that he'll have to feed him and all his associates chip rice and yogurt. Chiradodhi. That punishment or that festival is called Danda Mahotsav, the festival of punishment. So Nityananda Prabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami the punishment. Why the punishment? Because Raghunath Das Goswami was running away from him. And there was another inner meaning to that punishment, is that Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to get the wealth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without approaching through Nityananda. Without Nitai Dine Bhai, Radha Krishna Paitena. One can't get Radha Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a combined form of Radha Krishna, without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. But Raghunath Das Goswami directly approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and tried to get his mercy. So that's why Nityananda Prabhu punished him. And the punishment was a very sweet punishment. He said that he'll have Raghunath Das Goswami, we'll have to feed him with chick rice and yogurt. So Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy to receive such a punishment. So he immediately made arrangements
And he sent his men to buy chipped rice and yogurt and condensed milk and all kinds of fruits and sweets. And from the nearby market they bought all the chipped rice and sweets and yogurt. And then he started to distribute. Those chipped rice and yogurt, so chipped rice were soaked in Ganga water, washed in Ganga water and soaked in Ganga water, then mixed with yogurt and condensed milk. And that was the summer time, so there was ripe mango and jackfruit. So the mango pulp and jackfruit juice and banana with rock candy and gur, raw sugar, they were mixed together, and sweets were also bought from the shops, all different kinds of sweets. And about hearing that festival, people came from other distant places with sweets and yogurts and condensed milk. And whoever came, Raghunath Das Goswami bought all the stuff. And so there was a huge festival. There were so many people that the whole land got filled up. The land part became filled up, and then people took the bowls of clay pots full of chipped rice and yogurt and condensed milk, and they went into a river, and standing in the river they started to eat. And at that time people saw a very wonderful sight, and that sight was that those who had the vision, they saw that Nityananda Prabhu invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Puri. He just appeared, and Nityananda Prabhu was feeding, he was taking some chipped rice and yogurt from each plate, and he was offering it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made that, and he took some chipped rice and yogurt from that plate and offered it to Nityananda Prabhu. So this way every plate was actually tasted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And this is called Panihati Mahotsav, or Danda Mahotsav. Still now ISKCON actually organizes the program, and on that day we distribute very deliciously prepared chipped rice and yogurt with condensed milk and khoi and mango, ripe mango juice, and other fruits like jackfruits, bananas. And we feed about 30 to 40,000 people that day. It's a very famous festival. It has become very famous for ISKCON nowadays. So Raghunath Das Goswami then went to then Nityananda Prabhu bestowed his mercy upon Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami went back to his home. And at that time Raghunath Das Goswami started to make plan how to run away. So Jagannandan Acharya was there, Kula Guru, was the family priest. So one day Jagannandan Acharya, actually Raghunath Das Goswami's father was so worried about Raghunath Das Goswami running away that he had 6 bodyguards guarding Raghunath Das Goswami all the time so that he couldn't run away. So one night Jagannandan Acharya came and told him that his pujari didn't come. So Raghunath Das Goswami thought this was a good opportunity. So he said, okay, I will go and report to the pujari and find out. And he told the bodyguard, don't worry, I'm going with my spiritual master. So I will just find the pujari. And then after a while he told Jagannandan Acharya that you go home, I will get the pujari. And he just ran away from there. And this time, he did not want to take the normal road, the main road to Jagannath Puri. He started to go through, just he ran from village through village road and forest, and he set out to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath. So in the morning Raghunath Das Goswami's father found out that Raghunath Das Goswami is missing. So his mother, Raghunath Das Goswami's mother, told him that this time when you catch him, you tie him up with a chain. So Raghunath Das Goswami's father told her that the wealth like that of Indra and a beautiful wife like that of a celestial damsel, like an apsara, could not tie him down. Do you think just a mere chain will be able to tie him down? One who has been attracted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, nothing in this world can actually keep him away. So Raghunath Das Goswami's father decided that now that he wants to go to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let him stay. But he sent half a dozen servants to Jagannath Puri with a lot of money to take care of him. So Raghunath Das Goswami, with that money, he started to organize feast and feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. Then after a while, he stopped that. He sent those servants back home and he stopped taking money from his father. He actually felt that my father, after all, is a materialist. Why should I take money from him? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if one eats the foodstuffs offered by a materialist, then his mind will become contaminated. His mind will become wicked. Bishoyer onno khaile dushto hoy mon. To eat the foodstuffs given by a materialistic person, you will contaminate the mind and the mind will become wicked. So Raghunath Das Goswami stopped taking money from his father. When Raghunath Das Goswami arrived in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami to the custody of Sarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary. And from that time, Raghunath Das Goswami became known as Swarupair Raghunath, Raghunath of Sarup Damodar. So Sarup Damodar Goswami used to take care of Raghunath Das Goswami. So when Raghunath Das Goswami stopped organizing these feasts, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, "Sarup, how come Raghunath doesn't invite us to the feast anymore?" Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the super soul, yes, everyone. He knows everything. But just this past time, so Sarup Damodar told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Raghunath Das Goswami stopped taking money from his father. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased. He said, "That is good. To take money from a materialistic person, even though he may be his father, was not good." So Mahaprabhu was very happy. But Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar Goswami, "But how does Raghunath maintain himself?" So Sarup Damodar told him that he just stands at the gate of Jagannath temple. And when the pujaris, after offering, go home with the prasad, they give him some prasad, and with Jagannath prasad, he is maintained. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He said, that's good. Raghunath is becoming detached. The sign of devotion, the sign of attachment to Krishna is detachment to matter. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra chaikasha. When one develops bhakti to Krishna, then he becomes disgusted with the material thing. Or Vaira and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach that science of renunciation. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam shikhatsam eka purusha puranam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhani Pritam Buddhir Jastamaham Pratate. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Raghunath Das Goswami is begging Mahaprasad from the pujaris and maintaining himself, he became very pleased. Then, after a few days, or maybe few weeks, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day asked Sarupananda, Sarup, I don't see Raghunath at Singhadwar in the main gate of Jagannath temple anymore. What happened? Sarupananda said, Raghunath Das stopped begging Mahaprasad from the pujaris. And that's why he doesn't stand at the main gate of Jagannath temple. Mahaprabhu asks, how does Raghunath maintain himself? Sarvadamana says, Raghunath, where the prasad, Jagannath prasad is distributed to the beggars, Raghunath sits there and takes Jagannath. Raghunath Das Goswami is the son of a king, sitting with the beggars and taking Jagannath. Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He said, that's very good. Then after a few days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarupananda, I don't see Raghunath sitting in Pongti Bhojan, where people sit in rows and get some prasad distributed by the temple authorities. Sarupananda said, yes, Raghunath stopped taking prasad from there also. Mahaprabhu asked, then how does he maintain himself? He said, the prasad, after their they become rotten and they are thrown away in the drain, that even the cows and other animals will not eat. Raghunath picks up that prasad and he washes the bad thing, and whatever good part is left, he eats. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran to Raghunath Das Goswami's place. Raghunath Das Goswami used to stay with Haridas Thakur. So he just ran to that hut where Raghunath Das Goswami used to stay. And he told Raghunath, you are eating all these delicious prasad, the best prasad, you are honoring, depriving us. So Raghunath became very embarrassed. He said, no Mahaprabhu, I'm not I am not eating the special prasad of Jagannath. Then Mahaprabhu said, so, now you are even lying to me. And then he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed that there was this kreta with that prasad that he collected from the drain and washed and kept it there under the bed. So he reached for that and he started to eat that. And Raghunath Das Goswami tried to stop him, but Mahaprabhu did not listen to him. He just kept on eating that prasad. Raghunath Das Goswami said, please, you can't eat that. It's rotten. And so this is how, through Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the science of renunciation. The son of a king who had all the opulence of this world, but he left home, came to Jagannath Puri, and then gradually, as he developed his love for Krishna, as he developed his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became more and more detached from that. In the later part of his life, Raghunath Das Goswami was living in Vrindavan. This is also another very nice incident. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, as long as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, Raghunath Das Goswami stayed in Jagannath Puri. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, Raghunath Das Goswami felt that there was no need. As long as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, Raghunath Das Goswami stayed in Jagannath Puri. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, Raghunath Das Goswami felt that there was no need, and he wanted to give up his life, falling from Giri Govardhan. At that time, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were in Vrindavan. They understood Raghunath Das Goswami's mind, and they told him, Raghunath, you can't do that, you shouldn't do that. Giving up your body, committing suicide is not going to help you. And then Sanatana Goswami told him one very beautiful incident. He told him that when he was going to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, on the way he took bath in some pond where the water was poison. And as a result of that, he developed some ulcer in his body. But when he was in Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and embrace him, and he used to feel very bad that Mahaprabhu was touching his ulcerous body. So he decided to give up his body under the wheels of the chariot of Jagannath. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood his heart and chastised him. He said, Sanatan, this body is not yours anymore, it's mine. So how dare you destroy it? How dare you destroy somebody else's property? It is not your property anymore. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sanatan, if by giving up my body I could get Krishna, then I would have given up my body 1,000 times. By giving up your body you will not get Krishna. So in this way Sanatana Goswami instructed Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami also saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. He saw the personality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu present in Rupa Goswami and Sanatana. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami also told, look, Raghunath, you have been very fortunate to be in Jagannath Puri and witness Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. We were not that fortunate. We were staying in Vrindavan. So please tell us the stories. Tell us about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes that we personally witnessed. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, in the evening, he used to tell about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes when all of them used to gather around him. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami collected a lot of information about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Puri from Raghunath Das Goswami's description. Chaitanya Charitamrita is based on Sharuk Damodar's diary and Raghunath Das Goswami's descriptions. So, in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami was staying in Vrindavan. Yes, what I was telling was, one day, those days, Raghunath Das Goswami used to take only some buttermilk. Buttermilk is, the milk is churned, the yogurt is churned, and the butter is taken out, and the rest of the liquid is called buttermilk. So, he used to take that buttermilk once in 3 days. And that also, he used to take one leaf cup full. There is a polash leaf, get polash leaf, it's a flower called polash. The leaf of polash flower is kind of tied together, one leaf is folded together and it's made into a leaf cup. And Raghunath Das Goswami used to take one leaf cup full of buttermilk once in 3 days. So one day Raghunath Das Goswami's servant thought that if he can make a bigger cup, then he can serve Raghunath Das Goswami more buttermilk and he will take that. He will eat more buttermilk. So one day he got some big leaf and he made a big cup out of it. Comparatively big cup. Relatively big cup. And he brought the cup full of buttermilk to Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami asked him, where did you get this big leaf cup, big leaf? So the servant said, I got it from Shokisthali. Now Shokisthali is the place of Chandravali. Is the place of Chandravali. Now Chandravali is Radharani's competitor. Now Raghunath Das Goswami belongs to Radharani's camp, Radharani's group. So he couldn't even hear the name Chandravali. He just threw away a cup with the buttermilk. And he said, never ever go to them, go to Shakyamuni. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that devotees of Srimati Radharani doesn't even want to hear the name of Chandra because Loite Chaishe Amar Hori, Loite Chaishe Radharo Hori. Krishna belongs to Radharani and she wants to take Radharani's Krishna away. We have nothing to do with it. So, this was the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami But one very interesting sign also is that one day Raghunath Das Goswami did not come out of his hut. So everybody became, he didn't come out till late morning. Everybody became very worried. And so they found out that Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling sick. So they immediately got the Ayurvedic doctor. The doctor, after checking his pulse, said that Raghunath Das Goswami is suffering from overeating. So they were very surprised that how can Raghunath Das Goswami overeat? Because he takes only a cup full of buttermilk once in 3 days. The doctor said, no, my diagnosis is correct. Then Raghunath Das Goswami admitted that the night before he participated in a feast in Golok Vrindavan. And in that feast, he took a little bit too much of sweets, right? So, this is how the devotees experience the transcendental festivities with Krishna in Vrindavan. He's hiding behind the door there, Shruta. Is it Narishya Prabhu?
Yeah.
Oh, hey Narishya Prabhu, please come in. Ask him to come, Shruta. Naresh, welcome back to Mayapur. Naresh, please come. Please, Hare Krishna, please come. Okay. So I'll just finish in a few minutes. So so this is how Raghunath Das Goswami performed his pastimes in Jagannath Puri and in So this is how Raghunath Das Goswami performed his pastimes, and tomorrow we'll discuss about Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami together. So there are some songs in glorification of the Goswamis of Vrindavan. We can sing one paragraph from the Ashtakam, the 8 verses. नियम के बारे में मैडम Can you claim more than that? Can you claim? Sure. Okay. Sri Vaishnava.
Nana Shastra Vichare Kami Puna Sadharma Santhapato
Nana Shastra Vichare
Vichare nahi ka nipuna sa dharma sansthapako
nana shastra vichare nahi ka nipuna sa dharma sansthapako
lokanam hitakara Nau Tribhuvane Manau Saranna Karo
Lokana Vitakari Nau Tribhuvane Manau Saranna Karo
Radha Krishna Padaravin Nandena Mattaliko
Radha Krishna Parada Vinda Bhajana Nandena Mattaliko
Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako
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 Bande Rupa Sanatana
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhupada ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Iskane Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanande All glories to that name Gaur Premanande
Jai Krishna Maharaj ki Jai